USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause. Give it 10 days. Pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then. Pull this 15-member commission together. Give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back, then give it back to the states.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, and it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and My Pillow.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, has been drawing reactions since its Sunday release. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says the tape's release proves the Secretary of State can't be trusted. She tells Fox News the president was trying to shine a light on some of the data from the November election.
The claims the president was making, he walked through on that phone call. If you read the transcript, the various tranches of ballots that he has used publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation with the President of the United States and his attorneys.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
One day before her runoff election, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler says she will now join 12 of her Senate colleagues and vote to object to the Electoral College certification. Loeffler first announced her intentions in a statement Monday afternoon, but at a Monday evening rally with President Trump, she told the crowd she would continue fighting for the president.
On January 6th, I will object to the Electoral College vote. Question for you. Are you ready to show America that Georgia's a red state? That's right. That's right. Look, this president fought for us. We're fighting for him. He put America first. He put the American worker first. Thank you, Mr. President. He stood with our men and women of law enforcement. He restored our military.
The NCAA says it will hold this season's men's basketball championship tournament in a single location. All 67 games of the 2021 tournament will take place in Indiana, with the majority being played in Indianapolis. The Final Four is still set for April 3rd and April 5th, now at Lucas Oil Stadium in downtown Indianapolis. Teams and officials will be housed in area hotels for the duration of their play in the tournament. The NCAA says decisions about allowing fans at those games will be made later in the season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.